go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host, and I'm back with a great episode for you this week. So this week, we're going to have a little fun. We're going to talk about one of my favorite tools and favorite things to do to grow your Instagram, grow your Facebook, grow any other social media that you use, and most importantly, grow your email list with people that will actually become your customers. It's cheaper than you think, and it's easier than you think. What I'm talking about is using a contest slash giveaway, whatever you want to call it, to boost all those things. So let's walk through this whole process. Probably sounds complicated. It's not. So there's a few different components to it. We're going to kind of step through how I would set it up. So the type of contest that I'm talking about is one using a tool that I use called Gleam. So what Gleam is a piece of software, and it basically allows you to collect people's information and facilitate the advertisement of a giveaway through an easy landing page. So basically what you do is, first thing you have to do is figure out what you're going to give away. Now, what I always suggest people give away is something that's actually from their business, their own products. Because the reason for that is people will say, well, you'll get a little bit better engagement and those sorts of things if you use something that appeals to everyone, like a gift card to Amazon or something like that. Well, that's fine, but with having everyone respond, you may get people to respond that aren't actually interested in your product. Say, for example, if you sell outdoor tools, if you get someone that does not want to enter the giveaway because it's outdoor tools, well, that just tells you that they're probably not your customer anyway. So you don't really want to waste your time trying to chase them to get them on your email list, to get them following all your social media. The people that we want are people that could potentially be our customers and that we can nurture into doing so. So by giving away our own products, we're kind of using that as a litmus test to make sure that the people that sign up for our giveaway actually want our products and might be in a position to buy some if they don't win. So we're going to pick a few things, and we're going to pick some things that have the highest perceived retail value. Now, you can say exactly what you're giving away, or you could even just say, hey, we're giving away things, stuff off our website. We're going to give 10 winners. It's going to be a total of $2,500 in prizes. That gives you a little flexibility to pick what you want to give away. You want to make sure that it has a very, very high value. And you want to make sure that, you know, honestly, if it was me doing it, I would pick things that have my best margins. So things that don't necessarily cost me a ton, but would cost someone a ton to buy. So therefore the high perceived value. So, okay, so you've got your prizes picked out. You know how many you're going to give away. So you're going to give away 10 prizes that are worth $2,500. So now that you have that, you're going to set up your giveaway on Gleam. What you're going to do is you're going to get a Gleam account. It's pretty inexpensive. I think the package I use is about $49 a month or something like that. But it's a great tool. So what you're going to do is you're going to set up your giveaway on there. You're going to have to kind of put in what you're giving away. You're going to have to put in an image. But then what you're going to do is you're going to tell people how they can enter. So the first thing that you're going to want them to do, and you're going to want to require this entry from anyone that to enter your contest, is you want their email. Their email address is the most important thing that you can have because you have control of it. When you have people that follow your social media, that's great, but Facebook's totally controlling how many people see those posts. Instagram's controlling how many see those posts, et cetera, et cetera. So if you don't have control, you don't know for sure you're getting through to the customer. Now, there's such things as spam filters, of course, and all those sorts of things, so we don't know 100% for sure that the person is going to see the email, but there's a way better chance of it, people seeing an email and getting a better response than any typical post on your social media. So what we're going to do is we're going to set it up. So the first thing they have to do is enter their email address. When they enter their email address, they're going to get, say, 5 entries. So that's just basically like 5 raffle tickets into your giveaway for giving away whatever it is you were giving away. Then what you do is you would set up other things that they can do to engage with your other things. And you would weight them and give them the number of entries of how important they are to you. So say, for example, you're really trying to push your Instagram, and that's the channel that you use on social media the most. You would say maybe offer 3 entries to go and visit your Instagram page. Now, not everyone will follow, but a good portion of them will, and also it will help your page just by getting that additional traffic when people visit. The other thing that the software is going to do is as people go and visit your Instagram page, it is going to capture their profile. So you're going to know who exactly it is that you are dealing with and that is entering the contest. So you'll have their email and then you'll have their captures of Facebook or Instagram if they visit either one of those. Another thing you can do is to get your web traffic up. You can tell people to, hey, you want to earn two more? Visit my website. And another one you can do that I love doing is that you can tell them X amount of more for every friend they refer. So when they tag people and people happen to sign up also, then they get entries for that. There's integrations, of course. You can have them visit your YouTube, your TikTok, any of those sorts of things, and a whole bunch of other spots, Pinterest. You can really put as many options on there as you want. The good thing about doing that, unless you want to stay particularly focused on just a couple, the good thing about doing that is that it really gets you the most bang for the buck. So when you have people there, a lot of them will want to get more entries. So a lot of them are going to take and sign up and visit and do all those sorts of things to get as many entries as possible. So then what you're going to do is you're going to let this contest run for a while. You want to make sure you get the most bang for the buck out of it. So you're going to take and you're going to post it, of course, on your socials. But more importantly, what you're going to do is you're going to run some engagement traffic from paid ads. So that's why I like to use Instagram and Facebook for these because it's nice and easy. And for this, the traffic is going to be real cheap. You should typically average around, depending on your audience and what exactly you're selling, anywhere from 5 to 15 cents per click-through. And from the people that click through to the contest and view it, at least half should enter the contest. So, and realistically, it's going to cost you for every email address, typically anywhere from 7 to 8 cents up to maybe 20 cents, depending upon what your industry is, to get an email address per entry. Of the entries you get, you'll have a few that will bounce and that will not be valid. You can remove those. However, you're probably going to get about 95% that are going to be good. Good entries, actual people, and those sorts of things. So now you have your entries, and you have it's flowing, you're running some traffic to it, you have it piling up, you have lots of people visiting. That's all fantastic. So some other things you're going to need to do is, when you get done, you're going to need to groom that list a little bit. You're going to want to make sure you go through there and actually, Gleam will actually email the people to make sure that the emails are actually valid. Now, you can tell from there if it's bounced or they have some other fraud filters that they run that will tell you, hey, this person probably isn't legit or those sorts of things, is probably fake. Definitely pay attention to those. Remove those entries. Definitely remove the ones from the emails that bounce, because those could or could not be real people. And then you'll take and you have your list all groomed up. So now what you can do is you can, contest is over, list is groomed, you can export that list right to a Excel spreadsheet. Then you can even groom it down a little bit further. You can look at any in the ones that might have bounced and see if there was just a mistype. Maybe they put too many O's in Yahoo or something like that on their email, or maybe it's something you can easily fix. If not, don't worry about it. You still got great value and you should have well over 90% should be good emails. So then what I would do is after I get this list, I would actually keep this list segregated and tag it and make sure that when I am sending email promotions to it, that I watch it compared to my other lists, but compared to my lists of actual customers, to compare it to my other lists that I've got from other places, and just see how they perform, compared to the others. A lot of times, especially in the beginning, these lists will outperform a standard list of people. It will outperform a list of your customers or something sometimes. So they should be good, should be a good list. And then what I would do is actually see how it does for you. And I've really never had anybody that it hasn't worked for. Just rinse and repeat. So, okay, so now you've got maybe in a month you picked up a couple thousand subscribers. All right, well, I'm going to do it again next month. And for the small amount of investment, if you're using your products that have a good margin, you can really run some great giveaways, not have to spend a lot on traffic, and really be able to get some great bang for the buck with this. So just to review, the tool that we're going to use is Gleam. Great tool, very inexpensive, We're going to do a giveaway. It's going to be our products to make sure that the people that want to win the giveaway could actually become our customers later. We're going to run multiple ways for them to enter, but the one that they're going to have to do, and then we're going to set it up so it's required, is until they enter their email, they cannot enter any other way. Because that's the main thing when we're running these, is we want to build our email list. And that will add value to our company, it'll add potential sales to the books, and the email is the most important. The other things are great. They're just kind of like icing on the cake, but the cake has to be your email list. Once you have this email list, you know, don't forget to weed out any bad addresses and look through there and remove any of the fraudulent entries. Gleam will actually do the draw for you too. So then when you're all done with the contest, time to draw, you can tell it to draw how many people. It'll randomly do that. You can assign them the prizes based on the list, right in order there. And then what I would suggest too is you do definitely want to, of course, email them and let them know that they won, but also make a big deal about it. Post it up on your socials. Be sure to post it also on the giveaway page itself, which is probably you'll have a couple posts on your social media and that'll get a lot of engagement. Whatever the post was that you're running the traffic to, make sure that's that one you always, always, always post it on there. Because what that does is that gives you a little bit of social proof and knowing that when people look at that, you're going to leave that up and people are going to look at it and see, oh, well, the last contest, they gave the stuff away here. They did it quick. They clearly gave all away. All the winners are real. People are commenting. These guys are legit, because as crappy as it sounds, there are a lot of companies out there that, I wouldn't even call them companies, there are a lot of entities out there that are running these fake contests just to collect emails and whatnot, and they may or may not actually be giving the products away. Some of them look pretty darn sketch, but make sure you do everything above board and make sure that you clearly advertise how everything was given away and what you gave to each person. And make a big deal about it. Use that for kind of the next round of hype. And then what you should see happen is over the course of time, your traffic should get cheaper and cheaper. Your results should get better and better the more contests you run. Make sure to post them on all of your socials. Talk about it. Talk about how much stuff you give away. And these were your lucky winners and all those sorts of things. And then if you can, if those people are real happy, definitely think about possibly asking them for some feedback. Hey, you got the free product. How do you like it? And then see if they'll let you use those comments in a review or something like that too, or encourage them to do that themselves. So that's one of my favorite tools. It may seem super simple. It is, but it's super powerful. Definitely want to give this a try. Really for just a couple $1,000, you can invest and you can certainly add thousands of people to your email list easily. And those can all be potential customers for you. But be sure to do it the right way. Definitely be sure to get specific on your prizes. If you're not going to use your own stuff, then definitely pick things that only your niche would like, that really are focused down. So make sure that you're not using those general prizes. Yeah, you definitely see some of the contests with Amazon gift cards blow up, but I really question how many of those people are actual potential clients. Unless you're doing something and you're making sure you're local target, if you're like a restaurant or something and you're doing gift cards to your restaurant, that's fantastic. Or even if you're doing, say you're doing Amazon gift cards, that's fine. But you want to make sure that those people that are getting targeted and entering are local. Otherwise, they're never going to show up in your restaurant. And the problem is if people are doing what that you want them to do and you want them to share to extend your reach, there's always a possibility that they may be in, say, Minnesota, and people in Utah may pick it up, and then you may have, several hundred entrants that are nowhere near you and never going to even come in your restaurant. So you got to remember why you're doing it and then focus on doing it the right way. I hope this was beneficial to you. It's definitely one of my tips and tricks that I really love doing, and a lot of people have found it really successful. As always, if you have any questions, don't hesitate to hit us up. We're here to help. And if you think someone else could use listening to this podcast or could use a giveaway effectively for their business, please share it with them. That's how we're going to get the word out and tell everybody about the Tactical Entrepreneur. Until next week, keep grinding.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.